You look up and he's making a small chit chat with the regional manager. He's got the phone on his belt. Bald, big mustache. Everything's up to stuff, Tommy. We're going to get the old Christmas displays in early this year.
Oh, like, man. What? Oh, that's good.
Jerk practice, sketch boys love to reminisce, yeah.
That's all right, we lost all, because I just opened this directly into everybody's ears, so.
So we start from there. Welcome to the Jerk Practice Podcast. I'm Case.
I'm Hans. Long time no listen. What's going on?
Long time no listen. We've had, like, you know, the weirdest fucking weather on the planet.
Did you get tornadoed?
Yeah, we got it. It was like, we had a tornado watch last night. So I was coming home and, like, driving, and you could just see the, like, lightning pockets, but it was quiet. There was no thunder.
Yeah.
And you could just feel the air, and it was like, ah, this is going to be bad.
Of course.
And then by the time I got home, it was like hailing. So I was changing, and then Ash ran outside and like covered our car window with the pads from our seats from our patio. Because she's like, we can't afford a broken windshield.
No. Is that covered? Or is there like, nope, natural, right?
Probably. It's like, it's not worth the risk. Because even if it was covered, you know they're going to fucking drag it out for 3 months.
I'm going with that.
Which I'm capable of driving through anything. Take the windshield off. Put a very sheer trash bag over it. I'll do it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'll fucking
hell
do it.
Hell yeah. As long as I don't, like, go around the rim with a screwdriver so I don't have any of those glass shards coming at me. I don't need a windshield. I'll put a helmet on.
Just take the whole top of the car off.
Put a pair of Izods on.
So, yeah, we had the crazy weather last night, but then it was like 2 weeks ago. It was like 3 a.m. And obviously we're dead asleep. And then you get the like off your phone. And of course your first thought is, because you're a terrible person, I was like, fucking Amber Alert.
Like, oh, ah! Of course. Yes. You were saying, because
it's the same thing.
Time. Right.
So it was like, ah, fuck. So did I tell you the story where I was just like, with a tornado, because it was like,
you didn't want to get up, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, well, you guys knew that already then.
It's been a couple of weeks. I even forgot. Like an Amber Alert.
No, it's so funny you say that, because I was like just scrolling through the news, and like the one piece of the paper of record that popped up is just like a woman who's like, I identify as a dog.
Oh, I saw that.
So, of course, the photo is her on her hands and knees with her tongue out. And I was like, ah, I see why you guys ran with this one.
Yes, exactly.
And then for the other salacious material, like, I pee outside. I sleep in a box.
I sleep in a crate. Smell the glove. Oh, I saw that. Oh. But I scrolled past it, because then I saw a very... So this woman didn't catch the paper of records eye by... her appearance.
No.
Because she's a rather homely woman. Nothing. Mm-hmm. That's a positive.
You're too ugly for the New York Post. Put that in the plus column.
But she cooks her fish in her dishwasher. So it's like, oh, all right. Oh, that's more my speed.
That is... I can I just say,
it's poaching.
I love that big dishwasher still has their hooks in that gimmick of like, dishwasher can do anything. Like, all I can think about now is a plastic griddle, like what you used to put your baseball hat in. Remember when we were kids and like, don't worry about that old dingy ball cap.
Oh,
just put
yes.
it in this device and put it in the dishwasher. Or like a shoe.
That,
like a little shoe cage.
It never worked.
It just worked.
I remember doing that with my hats. My mom got it. And I remember the brim just came out just as warped as
it's like
if
the
you
edge
left
of a lasagna
box
noodle.
Out in the rain. Yes. Oh my God, I forgot about that. You're right.
So now it's just like, how depressed are we mentally and financially if it's just like, no, do a native ad. You don't need a stove anymore. You just need a dishwasher.
That's it. Do it all.
Just put your salmon in a plastic griddle cage. Just throw her in with the hot and heavies.
Put the butter in where the soap packet goes. Just the lemon where the rinse aid goes, and you're good to go.
You got yourself a 2.5-star.
That's
salmon
actually.
Dinner. And then you got your stalks of asparagus and where the knives go. Yeah. Sliced carrots.
It's not far off, though. If you created a small device, didn't call it a dishwasher, called it a fish washer or something.
Fish washer. And you don't even have, you just get that pen out and just do another dark rewrite on it. It's
but
fish
you,
washer.
You make it tabletop, all right? Mm-hmm. It's like a dishwasher. The door opens the front, but you don't claim dishes or anything. But you load it exactly the same way we just talked
it's
about.
It's got a, yes.
Your little side dish on the side, put it up, put your little piece of fish in there, put in your garlic butter and your
just
what do they
set
put
the
on there?
Fillets
thyme,
inside
dill.
The rat, between and then the just, pegs.
Yes, it just hot steams this thing. And but I swear to God,
oh my God.
Get Ronco on the phone.
JP Fishwasher, I think we
JP
can retire.
Fishwasher.
They will take us at that pet hospital because we'll have the big bucks.
Oh my God, yeah.
You're totally right, though. It would have to evoke. You'd have to put your food in the way you load a dishwasher without saying it.
Yes.
But people would just know. So a big old slimy piece of sea bass.
Oh, throw a couple shot glasses in there just to get them rinsed.
Nice fish oily rinse.
Have you seen the? I guess it's cool. Maybe you have it at your bar. You've had it at your bars. You know the little pint steamers. You push it down. It throws a little steam up. Cleans the glass.
I've seen it. Yeah,
that's like a new trend for people to have. In their home, like at their
what
sink.
Fucking Tommy Lee?
Right.
Like, you know what? I love restaurants so much, I'd like to live in one. So you have the big sink with the fucking, on the coil chain, the big spray washer, the tacky floors,
that
the
big
non-slip
dishwasher
mats.
With the big doors that come up like we had at church.
Yeah, steam rolls out of it.
God.
Like, who... Do you, hey man, if you got it, spend that shit while you can. If you want a steamy glass washer on your island in your kitchen,
sure.
Why
yeah.
not?
Hey, no judge.
But what they're not telling you is you don't have a fucking night porter for your fucking house, so that thing is just going to be
mold.
A black mold dispenser,
exactly.
Just a jet of death.
That was like, speaking of Tommy Lee, maybe we talked about it, but I saw his like cribs, you know, years
yes,
ago.
Yes, that's what I was referring to.
And he's like, hey, I love me my Starbucks, so I put a Starbucks in my house. But what they don't tell you don't have a barista in your house.
No.
So you, Tommy Lee, are making your own macchiato. And guess what? It tastes like shit.
Shit.
And guess what? Tommy Lee doesn't take the time to clean his strainers.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no. That the milk crafts, all flakes. All flakes.
I wish he was doing his cribs as he was steaming milk and it just frothed over onto his hands for these third-degree burns.
Then, of course, he's got to have the trash station that is all just wet coffee sticks just spread across all around the trash hole.
Oh.
And then the half tabs of Splenda just sprinkled around.
Just that garbage bag fighting the amount of liquid that's in it because he just dumps all his hot coffee right into it instead of the pour
just
cup.
That gray slime that's creeping out from underneath the door.
Man.
I love Starbucks so much. I got a guy, he's been in the bathroom for 2 weeks.
And this is my mug. See, it says Starbucks, but the A is the shape of California.
Lee. It's like, why would you want that in your house? And you're totally right, because they came out when you and I were both working at Starbucks, so it's like that tactile, like you and I knew everything.
Well.
We're like, I've restocked all of that 1,000 times. And it's just like, why would you want fast food in your house.
Mm, I know.
It's like having a fucking coffee, like a BP hot dog station in your kitchen. Like, it's just, you have an oven. You can have hot dogs whatever you want. You don't need the Oscar Mayer greasy roller.
You know what's, you know what's interesting now that I think about it? What is stopping Tommy Lee from paying a barista? This is 96. From paying a barista $8.25 an hour to be there for his regular shift. Like, what a shift that would be.
I mean, you see that all the time on those trash shows of, like, the bikini barista. Like, he's fucking Tommy Lee. He could get, like, a bikini barista.
No, get a case. Get an H who can actually make you a good cup of coffee. Punch in.
Comedy nerds.
I got my own time clock. Thanks, Tommy.
Tommy, and then I got my legal pad out full of all my comedy notes.
But he spends all of his time making sure you're on task.
He's just my middle manager. Hey.
That's a pretty long 15 you took there.
Hey, buddy, time to lean, time to clean. Fuck you, Tommy. I'm not cleaning your house. He gets one, if that even.
Right.
But he's still on your ass about the timers.
Exactly.
Did you rebrew that pod, or did you just lift it and then reset it?
What is this, Gold Peak? Or is this Sumatra? Because this tastes like two dark blends and not a dark and a light. Fuck you, Tommy Lee.
You look up and he's making a small chit-chat with the regional manager. He's got the phone on his belt. Bald, big mustache. Everybody looks up the stuff, Tommy. We're going to get the old Christmas displays in early this year.
Oh, it's like, man. What? Oh, that's good.
That's Tommy rich. Lee's house just becomes a Midwestern Starbucks.
It's exactly. It's just one in the region. Like, I'm getting... We got a regional manager coming in today. I want everything spotless, good to go. Don't you have a fucking rehearsal?
Don't you have a tour to do? Or don't you have, like, babes to go swoon? No, I see he's wearing a wig. Ha-ha, it was a secret shopper. You didn't mention the lemon meringue bars.
But it's like the institution of slavery, as they say in classes. It corrupts all. So it would even make the barista go insane. So he's having conversations with himself about the manager. Like, do you fucking believe this guy? Oh, yeah, I know.
He's looking in a mirror.
In a mirror. Looking in the shine of that cleanest espresso machine you've ever had. Not to equate Tommy Lee's Starbucks to the institution of slavery.
But, I mean, the picture we painted sounded very caste system-y.
Yes, exactly. Oh, God. Oh, what else?
Yeah, we got on a...
So, you going third-party ticket, voting Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, that's going to be a sexy ticket, whatever it is.
You think
it's going to be interesting.
You think that's going to happen?
RFK Jr. is going to announce... I saw a thing, and it was like, well, everybody's like, it should be... Aaron Rodgers. Which would be amazing if he took the stage and then blew out his other ACL.
Right.
And then he gets FDR style. Then I go blanket over legs, sweater.
What do you think? You think he has to have Secret Service on the offensive line next year with the Jets?
Oh, wouldn't that sell some tickets?
That would be
Vice
amazing.
Presidential candidate Aaron Rodgers. Because I heard RFK was going to pick... Either Aaron draft Aaron Rodgers,
right.
Or Jesse Ventura.
Oh, wow! I hadn't heard that second one. I don't mind it.
One's sexier than the other. I personally think Jesse Ventura is an interesting human being.
He's lived a life. Agree. He's a delight.
He's got some time in the hot seat. He's been in office.
Midwest polite.
Uh huh.
Teddy bear style.
Minnesota nice.
Star of Abraxas. I don't think they'd sell out a Jets game. He's only vice president.
Right? You know New Yorkers are like, you ain't president, fuck it.
Nothing but traffic.
Why not? Like, honestly, the other two people running, why the fuck Like, I think they could do Ross Perot numbers if it's those. They could do more than Ross Perot
numbers. The thing about it is they can't. They can, but they can't. So I was listening to this, and it should be pretty infuriating. You don't want there's spoiler aspects and there's all that stuff. So forget that stuff, and forget it's this election cycle, and forget that those are the people. Let's just imagine as a hypothetical as third party candidates in the United States.
Yes, yeah.
Just the concept of it. It is so hard to get on the ballots. You have to get on the ballot in each 50 states. Mm-hmm. For example, in California, you have to get 250,000 signatures in this certain window. Doesn't seem like a lot, but they've mm-hmm. done the math, and each signature can cost somewhere around like $200 to get a hold of because of legal fees and all this stuff. Better be Aaron Rodgers
then.
Yeah. And it's 100,000. It's 100,000 people in Texas, and you only have till like May. And you can submit them all, and it's not uncommon for a third of them to get rejected for you to have to go back out there. And damn. They're already RFK. Now let's bring it into right now. They're already facing multiple lawsuits from both sides because they're supported by a super PAC. But new election laws say super PACs and independent candidates are not allowed to support each other at some certain point. Yeah, so independent candidates can't have
history
a super
written
PAC.
By the victors.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all changed. That's all changed since Perot. So there's a really good chance they'll be in very minimal states. It might be in the important ones. He's trying to get on in Georgia. But just saying, it's all changed.
In big states like fucking California, like, because what do you just need to pull a certain amount of votes. Isn't that for a third party to then have a place on the ticket in the future?
I'm sorry.
They
yes.
Have to
yes.
Get.
For an I misspoke. They're independent. You have to pull a certain amount of votes to become third party, like the Green Party and Libertarian.
Yeah, sure. Right,
there might be one other.
Those are the two big ones.
But because they pulled a certain number of votes, they don't have to worry about this each election cycle now. They're automatically on the ballot. So as an independent, that's where I misspoke.
I
as
see.
An independent, to get on the ballots and to start pulling those numbers, it's near impossible. Unless you're a Kennedy with a MVP quarterback. Can you imagine how unreal
how
that
American
is
that, motherfucker?
It's fucking wild.
Guess what, world? We're fucking back.
God, it is. I heard that and I was, again, there's all these specific dynamics now, but like, that's unacceptable. We should have to pick between 500 of the most insane candidates you can possibly imagine. You know what I mean?
No. Now they got two. And they're going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, have a bunch of different random weirdos.
Right. I guess who else? I don't know who the Libertarian candidate is. And Jill Stein is trying to get
on. Is it Gary Johnson?
Oh,
is
yeah.
That
that's
who has been the past?
He's been, like, the last nine election cycles.
Same with Jill Stein.
I think he's just a head in a jar now.
Oh, yeah. Full of weed smoke.
Mm.
The list. No, that's, like, it's fascinating. I just... Like, because if either party had an actual human candidate, they'd have nothing to fear from RFK and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, 100%. That's the only reason this is in the conversation right now.
Right? Because you'd be like, oh, that's fun. Good for them.
And it goes to show you where we're at is because both candidates are like, we got to sue these fucking people because...
Exactly.
Because they're like, he's got a little bit of A and a little bit of B, and we're all A and we're all B. Fuck.
Right. That's what we say.
Yeah.
And you don't realize the underbelly of all of the under the surface is everybody that's in the fucking middle.
Right.
That has a lot more in fucking common.
Right.
Than the fucking crust on the top that gets to dictate everything.
Did you see not to belabor politics because I know nobody gives a fuck. Did you see Joe Biden's State of the Union? That's where we're a week and a half out. But
oh, they jacked him up, baby.
They are.
I saw clips.
I watched.
He was fiery,
it.
But woo. Okay. How can I just? I wish someone could just like give me a real reason why that guy excites you, like,
right?
Why that hit's just like nah. He just captures my imagination. Ah, because he just fucking yak.
Snickers. He had that whole Snickers bit. He had that weird...
Oh, yeah, bag of Snickers. It's like, I want to touch her. You don't even know what... You're referencing candy, and you're like, oh, yeah, the sacks of Snickers are smaller.
You get less Snickers is in them. What the fuck are you talking about?
Back in my day, you'd have a handful of Snickers for a nickel.
There was a moment where I was like, ah, there's Grandpa Joe. Like, he was getting heckled because... and this is...
Oh, yeah.
This is really sad, but a woman was... murdered, and I don't know the details, but she happened to be murdered by an undocumented individual. Mm-hmm. Or as Joe would put it, like fucking Gramps, take that word out of your mouth. He just goes, and Nelson Riley, I forget her name, sorry. Nelson
Riley didn't even know it. He got it
was
wrong.
Killed by an illegal. And then he put the pin down. Like, he didn't even have a point for a statement. I was like, what the fuck was that? An illegal, and then he dodged that shit.
Clip clapping. There's a lot of clapping for what?
A lot of clapping, a lot of head bobbing, and it's all garbage.
It's all performative. Like, that's the whole fucking thing. Like, the whole front to back, and then the again, it's like, I don't understand. Like, now, then they'd had the rebuttal from that crazy, breathy woman in the shadows. Like, it's the weirdest thing in the world. It's like Carrie Bell or something.
Oh, you're so close. I don't know if you saw it.
Britt. Carrie Britt, I think.
Katie Britt.
Katie Britt. There you go.
That was like Maggie. I was like junior high monologue audition.
Just swinging from like breathy sadness to stern. Like, it was this weird, like,
it was,
you can't
a roller
follow
coaster.
It.
She's like, and Joe has this to say, bless his heart, because the rape rooms in southern Texas are full of rape. Like, what?
It's like,
the
you
fuck
really just did you just tee that up for SNL?
But did you see that though? Did you see,
I saw they did
Scarlett
it.
Scarlett Johansson?
No.
One of the best, you know how they come out like every year they do like these are the best political sketches of SNL's history.
He's in there
top
in the mix now.
Five, top 10 performances. She was so fucking good, and it was written really well. But God damn, everybody go out there and watch it. She knocked that shit out of the park. Mikey Day's Joe Biden, not so hot. But man, her Katie Britt was
good. I mean,
good.
That shit will kill you. I don't know if she wasn't going to be an up and comer.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, even though people are losing interest in SNL and it doesn't really have the teeth that it used to, just because younger generations don't, they watch TikTok for comedy. They watch other things for comedy.
Not anymore.
Which is another amazingly American thing.
Yeah.
But that shit'll sink you, because that, like, I can see Alaska from my house. Like, that Tina Fey said that, and then everyone just said Sarah Palin said it. And they just hung that shit around her neck.
Oh, it's donezo. Yeah, she's...
You just get scorched, so I don't...
And she didn't do it, like, they talk about she's performing for an audience of one, which was for Donald Trump.
DT.
Because she's looking to, you know, she's looking to become a name
chain
in that party.
Girl,
and apparently he was not happy with it.
That sidecar's filled with two cheeks from fucking Sioux Falls, South Dakota. No one else who's riding with DT except the Honorable Governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about John Thune, soon to be Majority Speaker of the House. Oh, he supported him.
Locked that shit down. It's going to be all SD. The future is going to be written by our people.
And I will say one day that I shot a bottle rocket at then junior congressman John Thune
You better scrub this feed because goons are coming to Queens to get you.
Where was it? Where's the Lawless Kranzberg. Parade? Kranzberg. He came and did a march. He was marching in the parade. I was like, when he was running, freedom, he obviously. Was running for Congress. I was like, this guy's a maniac. What are you doing out there?
Oh, pure toe target. Head himself.
John Thune is a John buffoon.
That's crazy. Going to be the majority? Wow.
He's definitely. He's in the mix. Like between him and two other Johns.
He's put his time in. Like. The upper Midwest, dry, middle West, like, those are your classic Speaker of the House.
That's as high states. As they get. That's as high as South Dakota gets. All right, last Speaker of the House was Tom Daschle, or he might have been minority. He was minority leader in the Senate, I think.
Yes, because he got ousted for Thune. Thune beat him.
Yeah, of course. That's right, because he fucking did, like, forgot to dot an I on, you know what they... The spin was he forgot to dot an I on the taxes. But oh, I'm sure those I's were
he's a Clinton crony.
Umlauts on $250,000.
He's got black duffel bags full of fucking cash from fucking Lord knows where.
Melendez. Yes. That guy is the honorable. He's like Boss Tweed without the... charisma, without the riz.
And the golden cravats.
Oh my god, he's wearing like just gold bars. Bars instead of teeth, excuse me.
Just do that again. If you're gonna be, everybody knows it. Everybody fucking knows it.
Oh, just be up front with it?
Just be up front with it. Like Nancy Pelosi dressed like Boss Tweed. Just do it. We all know you because you've made so much money off the stock market because
yes.
That info where you get like 2 weeks before
it's insider
companies
trading.
Have to file things with the FCC.
Yeah.
Before they make big moves and then senators get to see it.
Yes. Of
and
course.
Then they are allowed to buy stocks if they're smart enough.
Why do you think they're like, what does a senator make? Like $250,000 a year?
Probably. Just seems overpaid already.
It's grossly overpaid already, but you see them complaining like, how are we have to get an apartment in Washington, D.C. Fuck you guys. We're rooming together and they don't allow us to sleep in our office.
Oh, you're the Senate men's dormitory?
Right. Oh, because you're as honorable as old Abe Lincoln.
And then grouchy old Newt Gingrich is the old headmaster of the...
in his little cap.
Lights out, boys! Get the fuck out of here.
You know what? It should be. They should have to ship off you're shipping off to fucking
exactly.
Academy.
Bunk up. We're in Beirut, motherfucker.
They'll be there for every vote, right? Because old headmaster makes sure they're there. Right.
Play
they'll
Xbox
the cafeteria.
Until it...
Save us a fucking ton of money on all the shit we have to pay for them. No more.
Until Thune the goon says lights out and pulls the fucking... plug out of my Xbox.
And then you see, you know, all the cool kids like AOC and MTJ, and they're the ones.
They're like
with...
Animal House. They're sneaking into the other dorms, panty raiding.
I thought they'd be like Robin Williams. They're underneath those rocks dancing around like tribesmen.
Ties around their heads like Dead Poet Society.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a fucking... Now I'm just loving the idea of a senator taking the floor, decrying, like, the hardships of working on the Senate, and he's just describing, like, living in Hogwarts.
Right, exactly, yeah. They would literally start to debate school lunches again.
That's another plank on your very storied campaign, Senate dorms.
Fuck yeah. I'm not kidding.
Smoking in bars, smoking in Senate dorms, obviously.
I'll even be willing to cut their session down. But you gotta fucking be there.
Men and women, so both parties gotta commingle.
Of course.
You gotta get along.
Yeah.
And then before everybody goes home for the season, we gotta have a cross camp sort of Olympic games like Revenge of the Nerds or Meatballs.
And, yeah, you have to dorm I'm not going to make it party line, but it just random pulls. Nobody gets, maybe the one sick kid who's in there that's a goon gets his own dorm.
What's that, Friedman from Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Oh, just wears basketball shorts?
John Ferdinand or whatever. Who has to wear, he has special.
John,
has,
you gotta
wash. I have
wash.
To wear Jordans.
Oh, I have to wear these and ones. Well, you gotta fucking wash them first. You stink.
He does look like he smells.
Yeah, I gotta save my quarters for the soda machine.
Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. If you want to do your laundry, you got to know that bodega.
It's not on the American people's backs. You got to work in the bookstore.
I will say that would make a change. If you had to dorm with somebody random, if you had a room with somebody random, that is going to change the dynamics.
It also will fucking get these old fuckers out because they're not going to do it.
Yeah,
that's how you get young blood. Because they're like, I'm open to it. I'm open to like living with a stranger.
It becomes how it should be, a service to your country.
Yes.
Because it's a sacrifice.
It should feel like a service. Yes.
It's a sacrifice.
I have a
shared
bathroom.
You got to leave your family and kids and go do 2 years of work. And you even get fucking winter break.
It's just called, we got to rebrand it. Instead of AmeriCorps, it's Senate Corps.
Senate Corps.
You just go.
Congre-Corps.
Congre-Corps. The streets of D.C. will be fucking pristine.
Oh, I know.
Because they'll be polishing fucking stop signs there in Senecor. Congre-Corps.
Oh, that is good. That's good. We got the J.P. Fishwasher.
The Fishwasher.
Congre-Corps, Senecor. That's the games at the end. Congre-Corps Senecor.
And then the next
who
session,
are the buttholes across the lake? It's Senecor, of course.
It's Senecor, yeah.
Elitist.
And then you get a concession. You either get like an extra week. Nah, you get, it's got to be lunch. You get a special lunch. Pizza. Pizza and ice cream.
No, you just, Congre-Corps hasn't won it.
Or you get the sacks of.
Since Bill Murray was a camper.
The Congre-Corps headmaster.
So it's just about getting that trophy back, baby.
Oh, now the headmasters are all your classic Politico, like you got your George Soros or your Koch brothers.
That's actually kind of how it is now. No, you got your Supreme Court justices
who have to live
their fucking year round in their bunkers. They have to live on campus, I should say.
Right, yeah.
If you're going to make that big sacrifice and be a fucking life-appointed judge... Oh.
That's
you're going to live on
like
campus for the rest of your
around
life.
Your neck.
And guess what's going to happen? You're going to retire a little early. You're going to retire before you're dead.
It should be monastic. You should feel like you're in a monastery.
You should.
Like, they'll read more books then. Make some fudge.
President becomes the ambassador. So that's the benefit of being a president. You do get to
go back and forth.
You
get to leave.
You get to leave.
I love we're describing what America was in 1776.
Yeah, we're basically describing exactly what it is and should be.
It was so difficult to go anywhere. Only one guy got to leave.
And everybody never left their house for 6 months out of the year because
sick.
You get malaria.
Or bit by a snake or whatever
right,
god-awful
exactly.
thing was happening.
Back when they just decided to live in a swamp. Where have all the good times gone?
Oh, imagine if you could game showify it. It's like Survivor.
Mm.
We black bag them like those kids, those rich kids, those middle class kids
right.
from those documentary series we've been watching. You wake up in a swamp. We film it. Now you govern from a swamp.
Oh,
and work together.
Sure. I love how the gavel is just a petrified snake.
The rattle on the end.
Yes, it's the rattle. Exactly. Oh, that's good.
Hear ye, hear ye. Crooked glasses.
Oh, man. But it's better than what we have now.
Yeah. A little skin in the game. Was there any other political thing that was interesting? Check my notes.
I'm kind of watching a political S documentary, but it probably only interests us and the people listening. Ooh, I had a low mic. Yeah, it only interests everybody involved here. What an idiot I am. It's called The Octopus Murders. and it's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes into depth about, like, all these underworkings of, like, the Justice Department and the IRS and George Bush and all these CIA agents who all have been moving all this money around, basically, to make all these illegal underground American activities happen, a la most famously Iran-Contra.
Iran-Contra, yeah.
And it's pretty wild. It's really fascinating.
It's crazy because it just, like, you watch it and you're like, oh, like, because basically there's this guy. It's like the banality of evil. Like, that's all I could think about with it. Because there's this, like, very nice, robust guy, bootstrapping guy, good-looking guy, got a coif on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, worked his way up and he became, like, a reporter for, like, an early tech magazine. So he's reporting on this software that was created in the, like, late 70s, if I'm not mistaken, early 80s.
Yeah.
And the software just existed to streamline the court filing process. So basically they just built this vast, which seems innocuous to us, but back then it was just, like, hard copies of things. So you'd have to send someone to. So basically they were trying to just streamline the justice system so you could easily see all of the violations someone had, so you could just, like, get everything on the up and up. So if someone's in your court, you can see their entire past record with little to no trouble. So this guy was reporting, talking to this guy who created it, and he's your, like, classic sort of, like, stout little Silicon Valley looking nerd, like, pristine beard, little glasses, like the blue suit.
Right.
And he was claiming it was his software that the government stole it from him. So he was trying to sue the government because they had used his software. But then, of course, they're like, we don't want to pay for it, so we'll use it. So they created their own software, which totally just parroted what he did. And as the systems crossed over, this guy found, like, now all of this money, like, they used it for other things. So now this nerdy guy was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Like, he could see all of the transfers and all this evil, weird shit that was going on. So this reporter who was just reporting on this guy's tech software goes down this crazy rabbit hole of the CIA and, like, where money goes and all of these things that seem conspiracy theory, but then are actually true.
Right, exactly. And not to spoil it, but the guy following it, Danny Casolaro. Yeah, I mean, that would basically, you find out right at the beginning that he meets
an extremely demise. Dubious demise.
Dubious demise that is in. It's like, how do you look past? Well, everybody, go watch it. You'll find this out within the first half hour. Yes. So he is found with a bag over his head and his wrist slit. And somebody makes this amazing point, and I was like, how does that not just totally veer the investigation into the other direction? They're like, see, how it works is if you slit your wrists, you cut as deep as he did, you cut the tendons on your right arm, so you can't move your fingers or hold anything. So if he slit his tendons on both arms that deep, how did he do one arm with the other? Like, that's just, boom, there's your answer.
And it's not, and Ash brought this up, which I'll mention in a second, like, they show, which this was, I was like, oh my God.
Oh, I know, it's crazy. They show
he has at least 10 slashes.
Yep.
From his wrist nearly up to his to his elbow.
And they're,
like, just
big.
wicked slashes.
Yeah.
And we were both like, "Ugh." And then Ash made the point. She's like, "This is so against, like against type." She's like, "This type of suicide is more prevalent for female suicide."
Oh, interesting.
Like, the bath, slit the wrists, go to sleep.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
she's like, most of the time, male suicide is more aggressive. It's the gun to the head. It's the, like, hanging yourself.
Right.
It's the, like, car, the car exhaust, sort of like. So she was like that. She was like, if I was an investigator, I'd be like, well, that is odd, an odd choice.
Sure.
And there's nothing to say, like, he, because I was like, well, you know, you could, you gotta, you know, he could have been a very sensitive person. He was a writer. And then they showed the slashes on his wrist. And I was like, nope.
Oh, those aren't sensitive slashes. Nope.
If he would do that to himself, it's so much easier just to fucking stick a gun in your face.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, all he had, it's not like he had a bunch of drugs in his system. He just had one pitcher of beer from the local Pizza Hut.
From the, oh, yeah.
They showed that old Pizza Hut work. And they showed him hanging out, waiting to meet somebody. And I was like, that's right. You used to get a pitcher of soda. And a pitcher of beer at Pizza Hut.
They're bringing it back.
Are they? They should.
There are certain locations that are going vintage. The old
It's about glass. Fucking time. Those red glasses.
No, weird. So you were that. Yeah, that documentary Pac-Man. Is awesome.
It is good. It's insane. Definitely recommend.
And you're just like, oh, shit. That's how all this stuff kind of came to light. But speaking of the banality of evil, this is a few weeks ago, but I finished. There's that podcast. The rest is history. And like a month or two ago, they did a series on the rise of the Nazi Party.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And there were like, I couldn't help it. It was the funniest image to me. So they're just recounting like Hitler's rise and taking over the National Socialist Party. And kind of what's happening as the, like, Kristallnacht and the beer hall pushed, or all this shit's happening, like, what he and the rest of his cronies are doing. And there was one scene where it was just like, yeah, and they had to, you know, they made their moves and they took out his opponents and they had to get Hitler. Hitler was at a wedding. It was just the image of Adolf Hitler at a wedding. Like, weddings are so fucking stressful. If you plan them a lot, or if you just go by the seat of your pants, it's fucking stressful.
Always something.
But just the idea of that fucking turd at somebody's wedding, like, looking at the food, like,
the uncomfortable guy in the dance floor.
Just kind of half strutting.
No, thanks, man.
Doesn't, like, he has such a high regard for himself. He doesn't understand why no one wants to speak to him.
And he's sober. So there's no chance of him loosening up at all. And this in fact, is like he just gets more tired.
Early 30s German wedding. So you know, like, the vegetables are sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or everything's pickled. Yeah. Pickled potatoes.
One dry potato.
Dry pastas.
And just the idea of, like, you know, it's like your friend from college that nobody else likes but you. And you're like, I had to invite him.
Right.
He's my roommate at art school.
He lives in Frankfurt. I didn't think he'd show up.
I didn't think, right, exactly. You said that one. You're like, his mom and my mom are friends. Like, I had to. He's like a big wig in Berlin. If we go to Berlin, I didn't want to bump into him. And you just that's the worst. It's fucking Hitler. Like,
sorry, bro.
We're at a wedding.
Hard pivot. Did you watch that thing I sent you? I don't know why.
The Instagram thing?
Superhero Power Hour with Shazam? Did you ever watch that as a kid?
That's heaven. I hope that's what heaven looks like when you struck by lightning and then you wake up. Getting struck by lightning would be perfect for Shazam. You wake up and you just hear, "Yeah, daddy,
it's you. There's nobody else like you."
Oh, so, it's the hazy 70s.
Oh, it's so good.
Beautiful women in spandex and capes and guys in capes jamming soft rock, the softest rock, marshmallow rock. It's so soft.
So what we're talking about is an early kid show that I think was only in California because the guy's name is Captain California. So imagine, we'll set the scene.
Oh,
crazy hazy. The lights up on this stage, and out from the side pops in. This is my favorite detail. Pops in Captain California, classic superhero. He's got a C, B, He's got
David hair,
beautiful
curly, blonde
lavender eyeshadow on, though. Very, yeah, very gingerly. He's makeuped up sure, but he's wearing flip flops. I don't know if you noticed that, but that's one of my favorite details. It's so weird.
And the best.
You pan out and you see, mm-hmm, he's part of a superhero rock group.
Yeah.
To his left is, and all I could think about when they show all these guys, I was like, oh, this is the boys. This is the 70s. Yes. What happens behind those curtains is a horror show. Just decadent nightmare. Because this woman they show, I was like, that's off. Like, she has the deepest cut, like, superhero. She's blonde, foxy. She looks like, what's her name from, not Perfect Strangers, Perfect Company, Three's Company. She's very busty, very buxom. She's only there for the looks. Cut
she's
to a guy named
low-hanging bass, though.
Oh, yes.
You gotta leave room for the show.
Cut to Trixie, who's this very sexy African-American woman who's wearing, like, a magician's outfit, like, spandex outfit. Cut to my favorite guy, this guy should be still, this guy is timeless. His name's Punk Rock. Dude, he's got those, like, thin glasses on, he's got a mohawk, he's got the triangular collar, and you're like, okay. Then it cuts to the drummer, and I was like, what is this guy in Jerk Practice? So they cut to the drummer, and he throws his stick up, misses his stick, and then winks at the camera. Cut to Mr. Weather, who's this large guy, very overweight guy, in spandex, and Casey, when they cut to him, his gyration and what's going on with him is like, Meg was like, he looks like he's jacking off. I was like, I know. It looks so off-putting.
It's my dance moves, dude.
So they're singing this song, and it's absolutely majestic. It's the worst song with these people, the other people fake playing their instruments. Am I missing? I don't think I'm missing anybody.
No, because you got Punk Rock, which was the armor. He had the armor on. Yeah. I think you got them all.
I got them all. And so I guess they were interstitials for a Shazam cartoon that I don't really remember.
You know what it probably was? It was like 77, probably 78.
Yeah.
It was going off of Batman 66. It wasn't a spinoff, but very much in that spirit. It was live action. Because the character Shazam was created in the 30s. He's called Captain Marvel. Very much just like Superman.
Yeah.
Lightning bolt on his chest. But the big thing for him is he's called Shazam because each letter in that is like a hero from myth. So H is for Hercules and he gets all his powers from all of these
Mars
gods. I forget. Mercury? Some of them are like deep cuts. I was like,
really?
Oh, yeah. That's some 30s education. You know about the B-level Greek gods.
S, I don't know, but then Hercules, and then A, Ares, maybe. Z is for Zeus.
So
I don't know the S.
One of them is the M is for Mercury.
Mercury.
Speed.
There's two M's. And then there's an A for maybe Arliss?
I guess something could look Arliss. Yes. Lord of the Books, Arliss. So he is a kid.
Yeah.
He's a homeless kid who finds a wizard.
Yeah, of course.
Who gives him the power of Shazam. So he says the word Shazam. He gets struck by lightning. And then he turns into an adult, muscular, like Superman-style guy. So that's the hook, is it's a kid in a Superman's body, basically. But so the show is like late 70s, super lo-fi.
Oh, yeah.
Kid's name's Billy Batson. He's driving around the country. I think the wizard just looks like an old man now. Like, you see him as a wizard to start, but then he's like, to fit into this modern age, I'm just going to look like a grandpa.
Sure.
And they just drive around in a Winnebago solving problems. Just like the Hulk.
I'd
like,
watch that
Shazam
all day.
Shows up. And then the Power Hour, I think they did a cheapo cartoon because they did his girlfriend, who is Isis. So it's a similar thing, but it's a girl that turns into
gotcha.
A goddess.
Oh, how TV has
it's
changed.
It's so 70s. It's beautiful.
Mm. Oh, there's that. They do like the Mr. Weather. He's all comedy. They Trixie, who's the magician, she does a thing where she makes the misogynist drummer disappear. And best bit, I was like, oh, I wish I thought of it. He goes, huh, that trick was like, or no, I already fucked it up. He goes, well, that was like Halloween. Why's that, Mr. Weather? Because that was both a trick and a treat. Oh, man. Yeah, get that camera going on behind the scenes, because the vitriol and just filthy racism that's going on behind this, just how awful their scene.
Kids think I'm a fucking space alien at work when you try to describe some of this shit.
Right.
Because I know they don't know it. I know, because they're like, I was born in the year 2000. And I was like, of course you were. So you, none of these references are going to land. No. We just describe, like, because you, that interstitial reminded me, because someone just posted a picture of it and I hadn't thought of it in fucking 20 years. There was a show on Nickelodeon. It was like an early 80s show. I think it was called Special Delivery.
Okay.
Took place in a mall at night. So the mall closes. There's like the girl who runs the department store. She puts a hat on this mannequin. It's like a gingham hat, and he's got a gingham like sweater vest, and sure. He comes alive.
Mm-hmm.
So she hangs out with this dude at night, and then there's a rat on a tricycle that's a puppet, and they like hang out in the store.
That's so good. Oh, so man.
To try to describe this to people, they're like, are you, can you take a blood test? Are you fucking
right
high on mushrooms right now?
Oh, that's good. Like, yeah, everything's so well produced and comprehensible these days.
Well, it was like when
I got it. Guy locked in a mall. It's a mannequin come to life, and his buddy's a rat that has a car.
Why has he come alive? Magic hat, you idiot!
Come on.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. No one asks, like, how'd the hat get magic? They're like, that's too much information.
It costs too much money. What do you want, a backstory?
Kids are dumb.
Yes, exactly. Kids are dumb.
No, it was like, just thinking of that at work. You know, like, 2 weeks ago, there was that fucking video leaked of Drake yanking his crank.
Oh, I heard about that.
Video. I guess she's just like spread akimbo. Should have put a glass seat under that. And everyone at work was talking about it, and they were like, "Oh, did you see? Did you see it? You want to see it?" And they're like, "Oh, yes, he's got a big one." You know,
the joke. No.
So I made a joke. I was like, "And that's why he needed a wheelchair." And they're like, "What?" And I was like, "He was in that show, and he was a kid in a wheelchair. It's called Degrassi High."
Oh God.
And they're like, "What?" They're like, it was a Canadian teen soap opera. They're like, just shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Could you just look at this guy's dong, please?
Just look at him jerk off. That's all we're doing.
You don't need to go past it. We don't need a backstory, Grandpa.
I don't need your joke, your old reference to an old party played. And then your long explanation for something I don't give a fuck about. It only aired in Canada. Hard to get in this state. I'm like, shut, go away.
I had an experience.
Go read a book.
I had an old man experience like that 2 days ago where they were like, it was like Carmen Shimon, lead singer of the Raspberries, sadly passes away at 74. And of course, the way my mind works, I was like, Carmen Shimon, Hungry Eyes. I was like, he must have been doing, what was he at Woodstock? Was he playing with Country Joe and the Fish? No, his band was popular in like the late 80s. People, that's just how long ago that was.
Right. Yeah.
You just can't comprehend time. No, to me, it would be fuck
Woodstock.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, that's how much time has passed between these things.
He's an old man. He's not that much older than you.
No, I saw something that was like, today it's been 17 years since Zodiac was released. And I went, nah.
Right.
No, it hasn't been almost 20 years since Zodiac came out. Not a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, it's been that long since you saw Zodiac in the theater. Like, it's an old movie. You're old.
And Jake Gyllenhaal's done a push-up every day since.
Since.
New Roadhouse.
I know. It's under quite a legal battle.
Right, because they didn't release it to theaters, right?
No, they're just trying to fucking steal from the guy who created the original. All I got to do is pay him. And he's like, you guys didn't pay me. You guys were supposed to pay me when you made this one. And they're like, no, we don't. And he's like, well, let him fucking sue you.
Yeah, obviously. What else am I going to do?
Like, Amazon, what are you going to do? Just pay the fucking... How expensive could Roadhouse be?
They didn't do anything other than put it on their platform. They didn't promote it. They didn't put it in theaters. Which is what the new director was upset. Like,
during the
playoffs. You didn't give Roadhouse a theatrical release. It's like, yeah, because it's Roadhouse.
It's fucking Roadhouse. Conor McGregor's in it.
Oh, I thought he was in prison.
He's gonna be after what he does in this movie.
Oh, he's the bad guy.
I think he plays the guy, the villain, the tough for the town villain. The one who says, I fucked guys prettier than you in prison.
That's right. I gotcha.
The guy who gets his throat ripped out. So I was like, there better be a fucking throat rip in this movie.
Oh, if they don't have a throat rip, this maybe he'll kick his throat out. Kick his throat out with a heeled boot. I mean, so then how long until Cocktail gets remade?
Who would you pick? Who would I cast for Cocktail?
Two-handers. The sad thing is, here's how old I was. I was like, well, Tom Cruise could probably do it.
Oh no, he's got to play the original. He's the old guy now.
Of course.
It's got to be.
I mean, that's going to happen, right?
It's just Top Gun Maverick again.
That's going to happen. Do that. They had success with Top Gun Maverick. Cocktail was a hit at the time. Why wouldn't they do it? Who would I cast? I'd probably. Everybody'd cast BT. Timothy Chalamet, right?
He don't got the chops. He's too dour.
Did you watch Wonka?
No.
I watched it. I don't see the appeal. I like some of the songs. We're blessed with having Gene Wilder as our
That's
Wonka.
Where I leave it.
That's where I'm you like, should. Like, he really wanted to be it. This kid was trying. He was Katie Britton it. But he just doesn't have the juice.
I have zero desire to see a story about a young Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Nothing about that seems interesting to me. What makes him interesting is he's a crazy old man.
You know who would be
doesn't good? Have to be Gene Wilder, but he will always.
You know who would be good in Cocktail as Tom Cruise's protege? Donald Glover. Or is he too old now?
Oh my god, that would be fucking amazing.
I think he'd really, really good.
Donald Glover would be perfect.
Right?
Because he's got the chops, acting chops. He's got the range, but he's self-aware enough to know that he's in Cocktail. So it's like, I know I'm being serious, but now we're in an intense bar competition. I just want to see Donald Glover do that dumb poem that Tom Cruise reads.
Oh, that's so
smugly.
Good.
It's one of my favorite parts in that movie
because you're amazing.
Like, that poem sucks, but he says it with such conviction. You're like, that's why you get so far. That's why this character made it so far in this world. That's why you, Tom Cruise, have made it so far in this world, because you just stand up, you look good, and you say it with pride.
Like, do you think Tom Cruise is willing to let his character cut his own throat out with an expensive brandy bottle?
He's got to have another. I don't think he'll let that character die.
I don't think he will either.
I think he'll get killed by a drunk driver. There you go.
That's good. That was served by Donald Glover.
Glover, because he was he'll learn to go back to school.
So at the time, the hot spot was TGI Fridays. What's the hot spot this year? Or does it take place? Is he the best dive bartender?
I say you could do, this is where you can get throw a little sauce in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because shows like The Bear are like mega popular.
Right.
You do Downton Abbey style, like highbrow, lowbrow. You got a super high end, high cocktail bar, like stressful celebrities. Fucking, you got the jiggers and the everything's, you got all the weird ingredients and the fire and all the fucking expensive shit. And then you got a shift. Down at the TP. And like, it's a different style, but it's got its own problems.
Right.
Okay. You got Duke at the door.
Or is it a whole change? Is it take place in a dispensary?
Yeah. You get more of a crime element that way.
Hot joint.
Joint tail.
Joint tails. Oh, that just sounds like weed porn for people that still... Do people still idolizing the word. You know how, like, are people's identities still weed, or has it just become so normalized that finally people are just like, it's not interesting to me anymore. Like, you knew the guy who was like, I got the ickiest. People subscribe to magazines.
Oh, yeah.
That just
had
literal pullouts of crystally buds. Yeah, little whistles. Weed whistles.
Why is that spot on the page all worn out? Because I'll lick it.
Comes with papers. It's like, is that still people's identity? Or is it just now you can just get it?
You know what? I think it suffered the same fate that Facebook suffered.
Interesting.
Old men and old women
held
on to it and or embraced it. So being the weed guy is fucking lame. You're like, you're my fucking dad's friend.
Yeah. Go eat a gummy, you old
freak. All he does is talk about old cartoons.
Yes.
Smoke weed.
Here it is.
His dank beanie, whatever. What's the hat that was just like a shirt sleeve but tied off?
Oh, I had a Miami Hurricanes one.
Perfect. The only... Say no more. Say no more. I could smell you coming in a hat like that.
Oh, man.
JNCO jeans soaked up to the mid-calf with muddy rainwater.
Just drinking. What were those called? There was a time when Sunny
Jolt
D
Extra.
Sunny D ruled the world. They had like green Sunny D, a slightly off-colored peachy color Sunny D, a pink Sunny D.
Oh God, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah, that one was like fleshy looking. It was weird.
Yes, yes. But if you mixed like cheap gin with the green one, it was called a Green Day, bruh. Yeah.
Lips are stained green, and just that gin breath
sugar with those Sunny D's. They sell Sunny D at the 99-cent store. Like, I
that
think
would look
from
like a
era.
Lava lamp because Sunny D is so thick, and then the viscosity of the gin, it's just like
it's not
shifting
good.
Sands. We were speaking about Wonka earlier. I was just gonna say, I was like, can't wait to tell Hans I read this. But first I'll say, did you see that bit on the Oscars with Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito?
With Michael Keaton, right? I didn't see the bit, but I heard about it.
It's hilarious. So they come out and they're like, why are we here presenting visual awards? And Schwarzenegger's like, well, I could tell you one reason why I think we're here is because we were both defeated by Batman. And Danny DeVito's like, yes, we were. I was in Batman Returns, and then Schwarzenegger was like, I played Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danny DeVito's like, how did Batman defeat you? And Schwarzenegger defeated me using my only weakness. DeVito's like, what, heat? Nah, love. And then Schwarzenegger goes, how do you defeat you? And then DeVito crushes, just goes, threw me out a window. Then, of course, they're like, they pivot to Batman's here. And then Keaton kills because they're just like, hey, you, I'll meet you outside. Yeah. And they're just, and he just raises his two fingers and goes, come get some. But he never breaks, just dead eyed, fucking classic Oscar level Keaton.
He's the best. That's why he's the
best.
But
then I was reading, he did a podcast and he talked about he has seen Beetlejuice, which is the sequel to Beetlejuice.
Oh, interesting. Good name. Yeah.
And he was like, other than a few edits, it's done. And he's like, it's really good. It's really emotional. And he said, and I was like,
nervous.
But then he goes on to say, he's like, I've always loved the first movie because he's like, I honestly hadn't watched the thing in its entirety since it was released in, 1989
such
or whatever.
A weird thing to
he's
say,
like, so yeah. I sat down to watch it again, and he's like, I just was reminded how much this is just a piece of art.
Right. Yeah,
it
really
is. It's a movie,
is.
But it
yeah.
just is this visual feast that exists as in another context. So he's like, I've always loved the character. I always wanted to do more with it. And he's like, so years ago, we had a few opportunities, and things just fell through. And he was like, it just never...
Yeah.
It's like, so I just kind of left it. But he's like, then we started to get more traction. And he's like, I talked to Tim and I was like, if we do this again, I want it all to feel like the first one. So they shot it. It's all practical effects.
I love it. Oh, and my Keaton God, is it's like, gonna be so
you
good.
Forget. He's like, this is the most fun I've had making a movie in 20 years.
Right, because he's not just in front of a screen.
That's what he said. He's like, I'm acting with the people. I'm acting with someone. No green screen. You're on the set, in the costume, surrounded by all this beautiful work. And he's like, it was awesome.
I hope it catches on.
I hope it's good. I mean, Catherine O'Hara's back. Jeffrey Jones.
No, he's not.
Not back.
Thank you very much. Jeffrey Jones got Alec eaten by
Baldwin
that snake.
Is also not back.
Best part of the Oscars, they save the best for last, as they say, was the presentation of Best Picture.
AP.
Out comes AP. Oh, he's shuffling. Got those black Skechers on. For arch support, which I'm like, that's right.
Do you
I
have
forgot.
The wheelies in the back?
I
Can
forgot.
Just scoot?
No, it's just those super cushioned shoes that people that are super successful and older. Just they're like, I'll wear a $20,000 suit, but I'm wearing my Skecher slip-ons.
Skechers, yeah.
So he comes out with those Skecher slip-ons. The backs are kind of wore out. Shirt
the
unbuttoned.
Back of these $30,000 pants are worn out because they keep getting caught on the heel.
His tie's undone. He looks all crazy. He comes out and you're like, what? And the best line, like, I believe he was supposed to say the name of every movie that was up, because that's what you do, because people are there to promote their movies, and they want people to know what was nominated. But instead, he just opens it up, and he just goes, my eyes see Oppenheimer. And everybody's like, what?
That was quick.
Okay, I guess it's us. Come on up. But all I've been hearing for a week is, it is the perfect fodder for Timmy Williams to say. So all I've seen all week is Timmy just in my head, just walking up going, my eyes see Oppenheimer. I just like, oh my God, I gotta send him a message, because I think telepathically I know that he's been doing that all week.
It's been Oppenheimer.
My eyes see Oppenheimer. Oh, speaking of my eyes see, I got summoned for jury duty, but it's district court jury duty. So it's 2 hours away in Long Island.
Oh, no. What? How did you end up with that fucking
Some
skunk?
People, if you're in Queens, Brooklyn, some parts of, I think it's just Queens and Brooklyn, maybe some parts of Manhattan, your district court is in Long Island. If you're in Manhattan, some parts of Brooklyn, Staten Island, you're in like Rivers Head Bay, like up past Yonkers.
But Gilgo Beach. You're going to get the Gilgo trial, bud.
I could get a good one.
I will say, because I did jury duty one time in New York, in Brooklyn. I was able to avoid it three times because I moved.
Yeah.
I got a summons and I was like, I'm moving.
Yeah.
So I finally did it. And I will say, because you're like me, you're going to come prepared. Just leave your headphones on and just act confused by everything.
Yeah.
Because if you go in and do, because like this was downtown Brooklyn, so you go in, they give you the paper. Mm-hmm. You fill out the paper, it's government paperwork, but if you just take the time to read it, you're fine. I brought a pen, I had my notebook, I had my podcasts, I had books, I had stuff, because I knew, fingers crossed, I'd just be sitting there for 8 hours and then I would walk. So I come in, I do it real fast, you know, like when you fucking, you know you aced the test.
Yeah, sure.
Throw that shit, done. Cool, I'm going to go back to my podcasts and my books and my comics, and you're not supposed to have any of that shit, but I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So then it's like everyone around me noticed how quickly I did it. So someone comes over and is like, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Can you help me?
Oh, no.
And I was like, yeah, sure. And so I was like, just do this, that. Okay, cool. That guy leaves. Some lady comes over and is like, I saw that you helped him. Can you help me?
You shoveled their walk. Hey.
And I was like, sure. And she's like, but I don't have a pen. So I was like, okay. And she's like, no, I don't. And I was like, you want me to fill it out for you? So
right.
I fucking filled it out.
Which I'm sure is very illegal.
And I was like, if you need a pen, you can have my pen. Just take it.
Right.
I can't. I just moved. I went to the bathroom with my stuff and then like just snuck in the back and sat somewhere else.
Yeah, we'll see. I got a call. They asked me how long my travel time was. So hopefully 2 hours is enough for them to go. That's
on
a
foot.
Ways.
That's going
to
be about 12 hours.
What was it?
I was going to say, so you can get out, possibly get out of jury duty by saying, like, I only have a wagon.
You have to call the night before, which I think is a trick because they're open Monday through Friday, and this summons is for Monday. So they said call before by 5 o'clock, which is a Sunday.
I'd say call Friday.
Good idea. I think I might. Oh, that's a really good idea. This is
technically the night before.
Yes.
I'm supposed to be there. Don't get fucking rooked in
the
legalese of it. Just call Friday.
Yes, you are absolutely right.
I'm supposed
right.
to be in on Monday. I can't do it.
Oh my God, you're right.
But it's the night before. You're not open on Sunday. Boom.
Gotcha.
Case closed. I'm not coming.
You're out of order.
Right? I was just trying. I was digging so deep to try and get that Jack Nicholson line, but I couldn't.
Man. Oh.
All right. Well, yeah.
I got to talk about it.
That was actually pretty damn perfect. Good.
Drop that right after the buzz.
I'll have
that end part.
You might be confused now, but don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
My eyes see the ending.
My eyes see it's over.
Jerk practice, jerk practice. Sketch boys love to reminisce, yeah.
We now return to the Kids Superpower Hour.
The Heroes and Jimmy Pop.
Jimmy Pop, Jimmy Pop, Popcorn. Jimmy Pop, Jimmy Pop, Jimmy Pop, Popcorn. Jimmy Pop, Jimmy Pop, Jimmy Pop, Popcorn.
Jimmy Pop is a friend of mine. Jimmy Pop eats popcorn all the time. In the morning and in the afternoon, he pops lots of popcorn so I can have some too. Jimmy
Pop, Jimmy Pop, Jimmy Pop, popcorn.
Jimmy Pop,
Jimmy Pop, Jimmy Pop.
Up early every day so he can make his breakfast in his special way. He takes his popcorn, sprinkles sugar all around, then he pours on lots of milk and eats the whole thing down.
To leave. This is Captain California saying, have fun.
So long from Trixie.
This is Weatherman saying, stay out of my rain.
This is Misty. May your life be filled with magic.
This is Rex Ruthless, your favorite and mine.
Love and kisses to you from Glorious Gale.
And Punk Rock telling all of you to stay cool.
So long.
The Kids Superpower Hour with Shazam will return after these messages.